Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Do you want me to read that?
No, that's all right. That will be the part.
Te,
te
sadhu,
sadhu
krita,
krita
sadvarta,
sadvarta
gyatva,
gyatva
atyantikam,
atyantikam
atmanaha,
atmanaha
manasa,
manasa
daryamasur,
daryamasur
vaikuntha,
vaikuntha
charana,
charana
ambujam,
ambujam
Te sadhu krita sadvarta,
te sadhu krita sadvarta,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
manasa daryamasur,
manasa daryamasur,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
te sadhu krita sadvarta,
te sadhu krita sadvarta,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
manasa daryamasur,
manasa daryamasur,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
te sadhu krita sadvarta,
te sadhu krita sadvarta,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
gyatva atyantikam atmana,
manasa daryamasur,
manasa daryamasur,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
vaikuntha charanambujam,
te sadhu krita sarvarta,
te sadhu krita sarvarta,
gyatva
atyantikam atmana, all of them,
sadhu krita,
having performed everything worthy of a saint,
having performed everything worthy of a saint, sarvartaha,
that which includes everything worthy,
that which includes everything worthy,
gyatva,
gyatva,
knowing it well,
knowing it well,
atyantikam,
atyantikam,
the ultimate,
the ultimate,
atmanaha,
atmanaha,
of the living being,
of the living being,
manasa,
manasa,
within the mind,
mind,
dharayamasu,
sustained,
sustained,
Vaikuntha,
Vaikuntha, the Lord of the spiritual sky,
the Lord of the spiritual sky,
charanambujam,
charanambujam,
lotus feet. Translation: they all had performed all the principles of religion, and as a result, rightly decided that the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon his feet without interruption.
Te sadhu krita sarvartha. Artha means interest. Everyone has some interest. The animal has got also interest. The man has got also interest. A big politician, he has also interest. Everyone has got interest. But nobody knows what is real interest. That is missing. Everyone has created his interest and is working on that way. Nati vidu sarthagatam hi Vishnu. Real interest is for the human being to know what is God, what is my relationship with him, and how I shall achieve the highest perfection of life. That is real interest. Nati vidu sarthagatin Vishnu. Sartha. Sartha. Artha. Sartha means own interest. And artha means general interest. The general interest is for the human being dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Because human life is not dog's life, cat's life. So there must be dharma, religion. And religion means no God. That is first interest. This is first interest. Otherwise, how shall I distinguish my life with cats and dogs' life? They are also eating, sleeping, mating, and dying. And if I also, like the cats and dogs, eat, sleep, and have sex life and die, then where is the difference? The difference is religion. In the dog society, cat society, there cannot be any religion. But in the human society, there is necessity of religion. Otherwise, it is cats and dogs society. They do not understand it. They are avoiding religion. Nowadays, the so-called advanced civilization, they are avoiding religion. That means they are coming to the platform of cats and dogs, and actually they have come. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, yesterday we were discussing about the Kali Yuga, the most fallen age, people are most degraded. So there is, by calculation, that 75% irreligion and 25% religion in comparison to other ages. But this 25% religious life also will reduce. Before explaining this verse, I shall give you reference to some of these symptoms of this age. This is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter. What is that? Give me that book. We have not yet published, as I am reading reference. Aranyato rajabhischa chaṁ jāsyanti pīri. It is described in the second chapter, 12th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatascha anudinang dharma sattang souchang chamadaya kalena bulina rajan nakhati ayur balang smriti. This description of the Kali Yuga is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Shastra. This Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago. When the Kali Yuga was to begin. Now, what will happen in future, everything is given there. Shastra means, that is, therefore we accept Shastra. Trikalagya. The Shastrakar or the compiler of the Shastra must be a liberated person so that he can describe past, present and future. In the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find so many things which was told to be happening in future. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is mention of Lord Buddha's appearance. Similarly, there is mention of Lord Kalki's appearance. There is mention of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Although it was written 5,000 years ago. Trikalagga. They know what is past, present and future. So about the Kali Yuga, discussing, Sukadev Goswami is describing the chief symptoms of this age. The first symptom, he says, tatascha anudinam, with the progress of this age, Kali Yuga, dharma, religious principle, satyam, truthfulness, saucham, cleanliness, kshama, forgiveness, daya, mercifulness, ayur, duration of life, balam, bodily strength, smriti, memory. Just count how many. Dharma, satyam, saucham, kshama, daya, ayur, balam, smriti. 8. These things will gradually reduce to nil, almost nil. Now, as I told you, the Kali Yuga, they are Nada Yugas, just like Satya Yuga. The duration of Satya Yuga was 1800,000 of years. And the human being was living in that age for 100,000 of years. 100,000 of years. The next age, the duration of that age, 1200,000 of years, and the people used to live for 1,000 years. Not 1,000, 10,000 years. 10 times reduced. The next age, the Aparaju, again 10 times reduced. Still they used to live for 1,000 years. And the duration of the age was 800,000 of years. Now the next age, this Kali Yuga, the limit is 100 years. We can live at most up to 100 years. We are not living 100 years. But still, the limit is 100 years. So let's see. Now, from 100 years, that in India, the average age is about 35 years. In your country, they say 70 years. So it is reducing. And it will so reduce that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered grand old man in this age, Kali Yuga. So ayu, duration of life, will reduce. Memory, smriti, that will also reduce. We see nowadays people are not very of short memory. They forget. Daily work they forget. Doing something daily, still he's forgetting. The loss of memory. Similarly, ayu, bodily strength, everyone can understand. Your forefathers, your father or grandfather, as their bodily strength, you are not so, I'm not so. The bodily strength will reduce. Memory will reduce. Duration of life will reduce. Then dharma, there is no question. it is almost reduced. Nobody is interested in religion. The churches, temples have been closed, locked up. This is a church. Where we are sitting, this is a church. And it was sold because nobody was coming. Similarly, we are purchasing in Australia a very big church. They are selling. In London, I have seen many hundreds of churches. Nobody is going there. Not only churches, in India also, except a few important temples, ordinary small temples they have been closed, they have become habitation of the dogs. So dharma, religiosity is reducing. And truthfulness, and chama, forgiveness, that is also reduced. We are very sorry that one thing has happened. He was excused, but again he was shot dead. You see. No forgiveness, vengeance. Formerly, if somebody has done something wrong, the other party, just like Arjuna, you see, even in the battlefield, you are so much tortured by the other party. Still you ask, Krishna, let them go. I don't want to kill them. Forgiveness. So, and even for a small interest, they'll kill. This is going on. So sattang, sauchang, chama, daya, mercifulness. Even if you see in your front somebody is being killed, you will not take interest. No mercifulness. It has happening already. Sattam saucham chamadaya, ayu, duration of life, bodily strength and memory. These eight kinds of things will reduce. When you will see these symptoms, you will find now the age of Kali is making his progress very nicely. This is progress. Then, another symptom is vittameva kalo ninam janamacharo gunodayo. Formally, according to spiritual understanding, one man's position was calculated. Just like Brahmana. Brahmana was honored because he knew Brahma. He was aware of the Supreme Spirit. So now, Kali Yuga, actually, there is no Brahmana. That will be also described, how a Brahmana is. The Janma Achara, a birthright was there. But according to the behavior, if a man is born in a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, he must behave like that. That was the king's duty to see that this man is not falsely representing himself. Just like in England, there is Lord family. So, to maintain their aristocracy, the family had to deposit some money with the government so that they may not deteriorate in their aristocratic behavior. Still it is going on. But now things are finished. So, aristocracy and respectability, these things were according to culture, according to education. But nowadays, what is that? Vittameva kalunina. If you get money somehow or other, then everything is there. You may be a third class, fourth class, tenth class man, but if you get money somehow or other, then you are very respectful. There is no question of your culture or aristocracy or education or knowledge. There is nothing. This is Kali Yuga. And then, dharma naya avasthaya karanam balamevahi. And if you have got some influence, strength, then in your favor everything will be decided. You are the most irreligious person, but if you can bribe the priestly order, he will certify, yes, you are religious. So, money. Not actual qualification. So if you discuss these things, the long affairs, shortly, and then again it says, dampatye abhiruchihi hetu naiva mayaiva vyavaharike. Dampatye, husband and wife relation, will depend on abhiruchi. Abhiruchi means liking. A girl likes a boy, and a boy likes that. That's how life. Now let the marriage take place. They do not see what will the future of this girl and the boy. Never. Therefore, everyone is unhappy. 6 months after marriage, divorce. Because the marriage took place simply on superficial liking, no deep understanding. So things are taking place like that. Formally, marriage, at least in India, at least up to our time, the marriage was taking place not on the liking of the boy and the girl, no. It was decided by the parents. Just like I was also a married man. I was married when I was a student. And I did not know what will be this. But the parents arranged. What you speak of me, I'll give you another very brilliant example that you have perhaps heard the name of Dr. Rajendra Prasad. He was the first president of India. He has written his biography. He was married at the age of 8 years. Formerly, in India, the marriage was taking place like that. I know my father-in-law was married when he was 11 years. And my mother-in-law was 7 years. You see? So, actually the point is that the marriage was taken by the calculation of past, present and future with astrological calculation, whether this couple will be happy in their life. In this way marriage was taking place. Not that a grown-up girl, grown-up boy mixes together and he likes, she likes, then again he leaves or he... This kind of marriage was not sanctioned. But in this Kali Yuga, it is said that dampatye abhiruchi. That's all, abhiruchi. Boys or girls are intermingling freely, and if she likes, that's all right. But no future calculation. This is Kali Yuga. No future calculation. Whether in future marriage is sanctified life, the man and the woman live peacefully, make spiritual culture, each one will help the other so that they will live very happily and become advancement in spiritual life and then go back. So that is the system. But nowadays, in Kali Yuga, it will be simply liking. Liking means next moment disliking. That is a fact. You see, liking has no value. As soon as you, based on liking, then you expect next moment disliking. That's all. And strikte punste chahi roti viprate sutrame vai. You know, the Brahmins, they are offered sacred thread. So, people will consider, now I have got sacred thread, I have become Brahmin. I may act like a chandal, it doesn't matter. That is going on. We introduced this Brahminical culture, but things are deteriorating. I am very sorry that taking Brahminical initiation, he is acting as a chandal, angry chandal. You see? So, this is Kali Yuga. He does not understand that as Brahmin, he has got so responsibility. But because he has got the 2 cent worth sacred thread, he thinks now he has become Brahmin. Viprate. And sees sitte punstachyohi roti me bohi. And husband and wife, they will remain together because it was liking. And as soon as there will be sex difficulty, they will dislike. Immediately. Lingameva asramakhyata. Lingameva. A dress, simply. Taking white dress, he gives. He may do like anything. He is gives. No. There are so many duties. Taking a saffron cloth, he is sunrise. These are the, if you explain it, you'll take one. But these are the same terms. Avritya nayadurbalam panditte chapalabhachaha. If you have no money, then you will never get justice in the court. This is Kali Yuga. Nowadays, the high court judges, they are also taking bribe to give you a favorable judgment. You can purchase judgment. So if you have no money, then don't go to court to push good money after bad money. No. Abhritya nāyadurbhaṁ pānditte chāpalaṁ avacā. If a man can talk expertly, it doesn't matter what he talks. Nobody requires to understand it. Then he is pandit. He is learned scholar. Haparphulas lena bhagavad dogvindi kullali gondolized by the latticism of wine. Like if you go on speaking, nobody will understand. Nobody will understand, and people, see how learned he is. Actually it is happening. There are so many rascals, they are writing books, and such and such, what you have understood? It is inexplicable. Inexplicable. It is going on. Anadhvai vasadhutte sadhutte dambhaeva tu shikarameva udvahe snanameva prasadhanam. Anadhvai, if you are poor man, then you are dishonest. People understand that this man is actually not honest because he does not know how to earn money by hook and crook. Shikaramaya udvaya, marriage will take place by agreement. And that is very much experience in your country, in our country also. Now government has appointed marriage magistrate. So any boy and girl likes, simply go to him, maybe there is some fee. Yes, we agree to marry and certify their marriage. No. Not like that. Formerly, as the father and mother used to select and see the future. Shikaram eva chodvaya. Shikaram means agreement. Snanam eva prasadhanam. Snanam eva prasadhanam. Cosmetic. Simply, if you, one can take little shower bath, then everything is finished. Actually, snana means sandha. You have to take bath nicely, then you have to put tilak and chandan, then perform your Gayatri mantra. This is called snana, trisandha snana. Not that simply taking shower as a bath and finish, no. But Kali Yuga, this will be snanam eva. And then, dure vajjanam tirtham labhanam kesadharanam. Let's see. How future tell? At the present moment, Kali Yuga, a man will think himself, he has become very beautiful by keeping long hairs. You have got very good experience in your country. Long hairs. Just see how future. Who knew that there are people who will be interested for keeping long hairs? But that is stated in the Bhagavad. You see? Kesha dharana. Kesha means hair. And dharanam means keeping. Dure vajjanam tirtham. And pilgrimage, it must be far away. Just like in Calcutta, there is Ganges. So nobody cares for Calcutta Ganges. But they'll go to Haridwar. The same Ganges. The Ganges is coming from Haridwar down to the Bay of Bengal. But people will like to go to Haridwar, taking so much hardship to take bath there. Because that becomes tirtha. Every religion, they have got tirtha. The Muslim, they have got mosque. What is that? Makkah, Medina. The Christian, they have got... Where? Jerusalem? Yes. Similarly, the Hindus, they must travel very long. That will be tirtha. But actually tirtha means tirthi kurbanti tirthani. Where there is saintly person, that is tirtha. Not to go 10,000 miles and simply take a dip in the water and come back. Then, udaram bharata sartha sattasti dhatamishtavi dakham kudumba bharanam jasarti dharma sevanam. Udaram Bharata. The interest. I was speaking of interest. Now, in Kali Yuga, the interest will be if you can eat someday very sumptuously, then your all interest is fulfilled. That's all. Many people will be so hungry, so... nothing to eat. Therefore, if they can eat someday very sumptuously, that will be fulfillment of all interest. And sattarthi dhastami bhavi. And one who is simply play jugglery of words, he will be considered as very truthful. Another, dakham kutumba bharanam. One shall be considered very expert if he can maintain his family, wife and children. That means this will be difficult. It has already become difficult. To maintain a wife and a few children, that is also a great burden at this end. Therefore, nobody wants to marry. Evam prajabhi dushtabhi akinne kithi mandale. In this way, when all we people will be infected by the poison of Kali Yuga, Brahma vi khatra sudra nang jo boli bhavita nipa. See, it doesn't matter whether he is a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or Shudra or Chandal. One who is powerful in getting votes, he will occupy the presidential post or the royal post. Let's see. Formerly, the system was not the Brahman or Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra can occupy the royal throne, only the Kshatriya, see. Now, in the Kali Yuga, there is no such thing, who is Kshatriya, who is a Brahman, who is a... Anyone who can crook, you get your votes, democracy, and occupy, and whatever you may be rascal number one, but you will be posted on the supreme exalted presidential post. Then, prajahi lubthai rajannai, नैघन्नै दस्युधर्मभि अच्छिन्न दारुद्रविना जासन्ति गिरिकाननम्. Now these classes are men who goes to the government post by vote. Mostly their qualification is lubdha rajanna, greedy government man. Nirghinnai dasudharma, their business is plundering. Their business is planning. We actually see that there, every year they are exacting heavy tax, and whatever money is received, they divide among themselves, and the citizens' condition remains the same. In every government we can see like that. In this way, gradually, all people will be so much harassed, achinna darudrumina, that they will like to give up their family life. Achinna. Dara means wife, and drumina means money. Achinna darudrumina. Jasanti girikanana. They will go in the forest. These symptoms are also there. So in this way, there are so many symptoms. It will take a long time to describe. This is Kali Yuga, but there is remedy. Kalau dosa nidhi rajan, the faults of this age, just like ocean, just like in the ocean, you cannot, Pacific Ocean, if you are put into the Pacific Ocean, you do not know how your life will be saved. It is very difficult. Even if you are very expert swimmer, see, it is not possible that you can cross the Pacific Ocean. That is not possible. Similarly, the Kali Yuga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, that infected with so many anomalies, that there is no way out, but there is one medicinally. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangraje. That is also described. That if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, especially the name Krishnasya Mukta Sangha, you will be relieved from the infection of this Kali Yuga. The five Pandavas, they, sadhu, they have been described as sadhu, very honest, saintly, sadhu. Krita sarvartha, they have executed all their duties. The human being has got duty. There are so many duties. Devarsi bhutaptu ninang pitrinam. Devarsi, we have got duties. We are rini. Rini means indebted. Whom we are indebted? As soon as you take your birth, on this planet, you are indebted to so many persons. What are they? The first, Deva. Deva means the demigods or God. Actually, God, a God has got many assistant demigods. So you are indebted, just like you are getting the sunshine, just like you are getting this electricity. Now, the bill will be presented. If you don't pay, the next day your electricity will be cut up. So, by nature's or God's arrangement, there is sunshine. Therefore, you have to perform yoga. If you don't perform yoga, then there will be no sunshine. Therefore, in the Western countries, there is very difficulty to get sunshine. This is the natural sequence. So we are indebted to the sun god. We are indebted to the Indra who is supplying water, just like you have got electricity department, water department, this department, so many departments. Similarly, so big kingdom of God is going on. There are also different departments. The rascals, they do not know. I'm getting. Just like a child does not know how this electricity is coming. He thinks it is coming automatically. Why automatically? Is it coming automatically? You have to pay for it. There is power house, there is connection, so many things, but he does not know. Similarly, all the rascals, they will say, oh, sunshine is nature automatically, moonshine automatically, this is automatically. What do you mean by automatically? What thing happens automatically unless there is arrangement? And because there is so nice, good arrangement, it is to be understood there is good government. And as soon as you accept this, you must have to accept necessity of God, without which arrangement cannot be done. So we are debted to God. So just like if you don't pay taxes to the government does not become poor, but your supply will be stopped. You will suffer. Similarly, if you don't accept there is supreme government, the supreme governor, the governor is quite sufficient. God is completely munificent or rich. He will not suffer, but you will suffer. Therefore, it is said, te sadhu krita sarvartha. Just like if you remain cleansed, paying all your taxes, then you are very honest citizens. Similarly, if you become obedient to God and His government, then you are sadhu. Otherwise, you are dishonest. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, sadhureva samantabha, apiche sudurachara bhajate imang, ananna bhag. One who is very obedient to the laws of God, he is sadhu. Not that changing dress one becomes sadhu. So te sadhu krita sarvartya. They have executed all duties. Skita sarvartya gyatya atantikam atmana. We are hankering after happiness, temporary, but we do not know what is ultimate happiness. So they knew what is the ultimate happiness, atantikam. Sukham atantikam jatat atindriya grahyam Bhagavad Gita. Atantikam, the ultimate happiness is not perceived by these gross material senses. The ultimate happiness is appreciated, understood by transcendental senses. The same senses means now the senses are covered by material infection. So when you purify this material infection, then your senses become pure. And in that pure senses, you can enjoy what is real happiness. Therefore, it is said, Atantikam Atmana Manasa Dharaya Masu. So they knew what is the Atantik Dharaya Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Charanambujam. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. God's another name is Vaikuntha. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of God, Krishna, then you become without anxieties. This is the only. Everyone is full of anxiety. Even a bird, even a beast, even a small ant. What to speak of our position? The material world is such. We must be full of anxieties. That is explained also. Asat grihat, because we have accepted something flickering as shelter. If you accept something which is not permanent, which is tilting, in a boat, suppose, which is tilting, at any moment will be drowned. So you cannot be free from anxiety. But if you accept a strong, very big ship, you are assured that I will not be drowned. Similarly, we are accepting this shelter, that shelter, that shelter, that shelter, avoiding the shelter of God. Therefore, we are full of anxiety. If you want to become free from anxiety, then here is the prescription, Vaikuntha Charanambujam. Take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you very much.